This is an MUT Radio podcast.
29 minutes after 2, you're listening to MUT Radio, Shape and Own the Future on the 3rd of November 2020. And as I already said, I have Umzombo Rico in the studio. And I'm so excited. First of all, like that song. We need to talk about that song.
It's fine. I'm here for that.
Like, that's an amazing song, Dariwami. Wow. Okay, take us the process of the making of that song.
The song Dariwami, it's just a song because Tina, as an artist, you represent the society. Ne?
Yeah.
Astale lapu, ne? Mm. But as umuntu ekhulile wagcina naye esengena kwi-romantic relationship
yangithola.
Yeah. So I know ukuthi abantu abaningi mesibhala umusic thina ama-artist especially okhuluma ngothando bavele bafuna ukuyi-personalize le njabo ukuthi hayi personally le asoren so yang but-ke all in all le ngoma le uDaliwami ngiyibhale out of ukukhuthaza uthando. I'm a man of peace and love yangithola.
Mm-hmm.
So ngikhuthaza nje just uthando kubona bonke abantu esizwana nabo. We have heard and seen ilokhuzana ama post amaningi abantu abaningi bekhuluma about going through a lot through indaba zomjolo. So this song is ama ukuveza any angle about uthando ngithola ukuthi as much as abanye bekhala but there's still like uthando lwangempela. There's still uthando lwangempela kwabanye abantu ngithola. So so ithi lento le ninomuntu wakhe seniphushe naye for 2 years, 3 years, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Akungashintshi lutho. Continue to tell that person ukuthi usamthanda namanje. Angithola angashintshi lutho.
Angashintshi lutho. And I love your outfit. Like, guys, if you had to see him. It's good. Sakho qala sibhala ukuthi akube lithi.
Akube lithi. Akube lithi. Umlilo wodwa.
Umlilo wodwa. And vele ngizoba lithi. Njengoba usuke in studio.
Mase ngise studio already. Awuse kulithi.
I can already feel the fire.
Yabona usuke lo ayidlala le ngoma vele yangifudumeze. Yabona lo.
But I love that, man. That's very beautiful. That's so beautiful because ngempela, I also have seen ukuthi abantu abaningi manje. It's almost as if sebelahlekela
hope
yokuthi uthando lwangempela lukhona kanti it really does exist, hey?
It still does, yes.
Yeah. So it says here ukuthi you've actually been in the showbiz for some time, you know. I'm actually very curious to know ukuthi how long is some time?
Sometime it's a very long time.
A very long time.
If it was 3 years,
how long?
I would have mentioned that it's been 3 years, it's been 5 years.
Yes.
I started doing music way back in early 2000s.
Okay, that is
a
very long time.
Actually, if my son
back,
back from my primary and late 90s. So umuntu was part of a choral music as a school in Angola. Wagunama choir, even in the area.
Yeah.
So I joined those groups. Mm-hmm. I was part of those groups until wa arise at this type of music uthando lwekwaito
for a particular genre.
Yeah, for kwaito ngaleso sikhathi we looked up to Mduma Silela ngalezo ikhathi ngithola kwafika uZola yaqhubeka iminyaka wazofika uBig Nazi ngithola so bashala general so ilokhu yahlala kimi so ngicela ukubhala umusic ke around about 2005 but ngize nga recorda 2008 yabo nga recorda nga performer but nga release umusic kwa my first single nga releaser was 2011 ngithola so I've been releasing ama singles up until now in between ngahamba ngawufunda ngawufunda UKZN.
Oh wow,
yes. I found that music in UKZN.
Yeah,
which I graduated in.
This was really
about 2015, yeah. I graduated lapho with my junior degree, which is ilokhuzana music NPA, drama studies, engayithola lapho now. Before ngiye kwenza eminyi mkhakha.
Before wenza eminyi mkhakha. Oh wow, the fact that's called eminyi mkhakha, but okay. Asike sithi ugudle nale music, right?
Yeah.
So, I know I'm probably the millionth person to ask you this. Yeah, well, okay. But don't get upset with me.
No, it's fine. I'm here for questions.
You're here for questions. I love that. So, why do most artists have stage names? I mean, it's always been something I've always asked myself. Like, what is the purpose of having a stage name? Because I mean, mina ngiyabuza ukuthi how, why can't ngibe ngibize nje ngo Africa?
Yes, ubize ngo Africa.
Yeah.
It happens. I think bayenza saba yaba family kuthina ukuthi abantu abasebenza their original names mostly kuzoba abantu abaculi be gospel.
Abaculi be
afro pop and so.
I've noticed. Yeah.
So if you look at hip hop even abroad, abayibizi ngamagama abangempela
mthola.
So nathi sabuka lokho umuntu ekhula because I cannot say ngire reason engizothi ngibize ngegama elithize. But ke as out mesikhula sonke wonke umuntu namani nickname awatholayo. And nickname yona oyithanda kakhulu yona ebaphuphula kakhulu. Yeah. So ufuna ukwazi wangango ba vele iyazi uyiphuphula
ngithola. Wena bavele bathi Mzomborico.
Mzomborico. Abanye bangibuza ukuthi what is the meaning of Mzomborico?
Yes, of course, we want to know.
I always say there's no meaning for a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there could be a reason.
Most of the time, they're like, meaning, kune story.
Yeah.
Yeah, kune story. Yeah.
So, just to explain a bit, this was my surname. By the way, Ugogo wami is coming from Elukuzen. She comes from Eastern Cape, eBizana. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So, ngangise eBizana for some time. But ngangise eBizana for some time. So, ngamuva to eBizana. Mengifika lapha ngashintshisa inimi yami ngabizwa ngegagogo.
Yeah.
Yangithola ngawusifiso Mzomba. Angisay introduce ngakho isigama lami ngisifisa langempela. Yeah, ngawusifiso Mzomba. So ngahlala like about 3 years. Ngithembe ngibuya ngala ngibuya iregistration yami nale yasinimi kaMzomba yangithola. So it was not known this side indaba kaMzomba yangithola.
Yeah.
So balokho be modify akabayibiza omzomba, omzombere, omzomborico yangithola. Kwagcina kuphuphula ke umzomborico ngathi I will use this one.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I was going to go into that ukuthi I know ukuthi there's never really a reason for a nickname, but like what's the story behind it? Because I'm ngumuntu othanda ukunikeza abantu ba nickname, and it's usually because of like something mhlambe yenzakalile yabo. But it's great ukuthi you've already explained it. So for someone ongazi ke, his real name is actually Usfiso.
Usfiso kaThutjeni Sibo.
KwaThutjeni. Is that Zulu?
AmaZulu othutjeni ubala ile cousin emagate ePortshepstone.
Oh.
As much as ke ngizalwa khona ubaba who comes from that side yangithola.
Yeah.
Mina I grew up eShowe yabo.
Yeah.
So even lela side lika baba yabazo baba amaHuzi yangithola.
AmaHuzi.
Bazali ngani beshikayo so angikhulelanga ngakhona ngazi lutho from that side yabo. Ngazi inside la seShowe kakhulukazi.
That's amazing man. I found it very difficult, by the way, to pronounce stage name yakho.
Mzomborico. Yes.
No, ngiseqaleni.
Okay.
Like, dude, when he told me about you, I was like, oh my gosh, how do you pronounce his name? Please send me a voice note. Because the last thing I want is ukuthi ngigcine sengipronounce wrong.
I always say umuntu ohlulwa ukupronounce igama lithi Mzomborico. I know it's challenging for some people as well.
Mm.
But ke, I always say if wakwazi ukupronounce uElvovo Dirango, because Elvovo Dirango was so strange.
It is strange.
We got used to.
Yes, we got used to it. And I must say, your name is actually very creatively unique. I've never heard.
It's similar to anyone.
So you can definitely be happy about that. So I'm realizing, Guti, you are just a creative in general, you know, because you told us, Guti, you actually did a degree, which was in music and drama.
And drama, yes.
Yeah, but, I want to know, Guti, we don't usually know this and we don't usually ask this, but actually, there is a preparation when it comes to music. It's a process, So that's what I want to know. What preparation goes into when you need to release a song? Example, you can say the very first song you released. Yeah, how did that project go? How did the fans receive it? And what was the process of creating that music?
Yeah. I think that I'm see, so from a passion and all.
But
no time, and all. And then we are kichima. Funama studios or produce like a corner because ever since ngatala ukunotisa ukuthi ngayidiscover mina ukuthi ngiyakwazi ukukompoza ukubhala music. Ngase ngifuna ke manje abantu abazongishaya ibeat yabo. Ngizwe lento engiyibhalile lento engiculela mina ngeke shaweni ukuthi misingena kwibeat izoba mnanje ngithola. From ngokuthi ngiqale from ingoma yokuqala ne which was ngithola uglama. The song is there on YouTube because lapho YouTube maybe first we check abangayithola khona. There's a lot esiyenzakalayo nje bo sikhuluma nge process ukuthi sisebenza nezimali kakhulukazi before ungena studio urecord ngaphandle kwemali yabo.
And that's something we don't actually know. Yeah. We think you just make music, go to a studio and
we release our music, so promote it. If we angazi wena uzogcina ukubuka, you don't even react ngo like. But mina ngi-investe i-energy yami nemali yami ngikhona lapha ngithola. Mese ngifuna ukuyi-promote ingoma kunina, angazi ukuthi abantu bayibuka kanjani, but ke umuntu ugcina ngayithola ne-support kahle. It happens. Mm. Not only in music, ey'ntweni ey'ningi zama-businesses zenzayo, sinaleyo notion nje ebhedayo yangithola.
Yeah.
So ke we pay. from ama producers, kokhela ama beats, kokhela recording, kokhela mastering, kokhela mixing, because awenze nje yodwa ngizokhokhela mixing zonke lezi zinto mase ukhokhile mase kufanele u release music. I always say ama musicians amanye kakhulukazi abasangena ku gaming ukuthi musa nolo kweni papa ngikhishi minutes ngiya release nge JT Tize. What is the meaning of releasing music?
Sure.
Yabo, fanele understand the meaning of releasing music kwakho, because ngingacula manje studio ngithi ngiyawukhipha umculo wami kusasa ngikhipha ku WhatsApp. Yes, ukhiphile but akuna positive effect ekhona yezolo nto le. So you must plan ukuthi njengoba ngireleaser njengamanje ngizo promote kanjani umusic kwami ngithola. Right now ngine radio tour, yabo. Ngikwi radio tour njengamanje ngithola, because I believe ukuthi e radio ni sweba you get people bonke be start belalela e radio yiwana ngithola kwazithola abantu abayi 1000 over 1000 to a million. So if sifuna ukupromote umusic wethu must hambe nge channel noma nge routine ka radio sike sikwazi ukuthi awusheshe ufinyelele kubantu abaningi ngesikhathi, because ama contacts wami nginawe efonini, whether a Facebook account yami noma WhatsApp wami, they are very limited, bancane lawa ngeke bangisize to spread my own music.
Absolutely. They won't help you to reach the goal.
Yeah. So nje even i release fanele bene plan ukuthi uma u release umusic wakho ndine uzokwenza kanjani, because awu release ukuthi udlala abangani bakho kuphela. Siyafisa umusic wethu usabalale South Africa yonke, nationwide as well as abroad,
so that you can be able to make the necessary rands, of course. Yeah.
Ekugcineni out of passion, sikwenza because of passion, but ekugcineni this is business.
Hey, Melisile, it's a business. That's why ibizwa ngeshow business.
Hola.
So Mariko, you've worked with quite a few recognized producers, as you've mentioned.
Yes.
Whom can you say, yabo, I ukuthi ngifuna ukukhatha, but who can you say perhaps ukuthi this one person you feel ukuthi you learned the most from? Yabo, and whatever knowledge you imparted from them, these are the lessons that have assisted you in your own music journey. And even in your life journey, actually.
Abantu ngisebenze nabo kakhulukazi, especially ama producers, they are all different, ne? Ama characters angafani, bana ma personalities angafani bonke, and kubona bonke I learn a lot. I learn a lot. There is Justin Nkosi nje, omunye ngisebenze naye, one of ama producers. The guy is very humble, is dedicated to umsebenzi wakhe. If this is studio ka crash kunesikhatsi sakho, you can change anytime ufisa khona into ofisa ukuyishintsha, as long as the project ingaphumi. Even after i project siphumile makhona into ongayizwanga kahle yangithola. So ungifundise kakhulu ukuba nesineke ukuthi into yakho uyenze uyenzisise uma ngekho happy ukukhuluma yangithola. Whereas kuye kwenzeka abanye producers sisebenze nabo ukuthi umuntu emase sebenzile uthi awusungibuyisele emuva because usemkhokhelile yabo, akasayilungisa izinto ezithize. On the other side khona nabo Costa Dola abantu engisebenze nabo yangithola, aba passionate nabo ngalendlela, abakhuthazayo ukuthi musu khiphile umusic wakho, usuwenzile umusic wakho, push umusic wakho ungene kubantu yangithola. So izinto eyinike ngifundele kubantu ukuthi hayi, you mustn't relax ngibona ukuthi usuphushile umusic wakho, umsebenzi awuphelile yangithola, yabo uyapusha umusic wakho ngalendlela, by all means ukuthi upushe, whether you social media or sema radio or noma ngayiphi indlela, sekukhona nama challenge ke this time around.
Yeah, and that really helps a lot.
Yeah.
Cuz kono TikTok ay ngempela abanye abantu I've seen they even do it before they release their music, like bakunikeza abantu preview and uthola ukuthi ingoma izoduma before iziphume. Do you feel like not that I'm being spicy, but do you feel like sometimes kenze ukuthi ivele ibe overrated and then mase iphuma people don't react to it in the same way, cuz they've already, like, it's old news now. We've heard your song so many times.
Yeah. Maybe my answer will be the other way around. Ukuthi kuyenzeka umusic ube well promoted yangithola, pushwe ngalendlela, but mabe usulukhuza ke manje sesiwulalele thina siyazi ukuthi oh, this is a song, but no, there's no wow.
There's no wow.
But then ngoba nokusuka ipushiwe ke abantu bathanda ne challenge nani, well it's spreader sikhona ngoma enjalo, we've heard those songs na manje still ikhona ngizola umuthi yalalela kanje uthi ad, there's less of creativity la.
Wow, okay. Less of creativity. Okay, Mina, I wouldn't really be that good in being able to judge what he is there, like, less of creativity.
Maybe because you are not a musician, eh?
I feel like, okay, yes, there are people, they're not musicians, but they can pick up those things. But I feel you have to really be a musical person.
Yeah.
It's not just anyone, you know? Because melu ibunga lelo liso le music.
Yeah.
Same with acting. Melu ibunga lelo liso le acting. If you're not, it's easy for you to just say I, everyone and anyone.
Yes. Wonke umuntu angayenza lento kanje. Cha, akunjalo.
Ah, Yeah. So we've spoken about music, and now I want us to dive into the acting side, hey?
Okay.
Because you did drama, of course.
Wow.
Yeah, you've also worked with Shaka Zulu Cultural Group Production.
Yes.
Shaka Zulu. Where you guys actually toured so many countries overseas. I mean, do you care to mention those countries and how exceptional that was?
Hey, yabona nje ukuhlangana neShaka Zulu. Actually, I started going abroad. Ngisafunda isikola, I was doing a matric kwam.
Wow.
Back in 2005, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So yeah, 2005 impela. So ngangwe not iShaka Zulu ngaleso sikhathi, ngangwe performing arts eyakade i-coordinator kwa YMCA. Yangithola, so sathola ilokhuzana i-opportunity ngalolanga ngami ngalowo nyaka. Sahamba, we went to Norway. Yangithola for the first time. We transit from ilokhuzana i-France kuthi we know, so ngasha ama country wo 2 in 1 trip.
Oh wow.
Hi. Sahlende Paris, from Paris I went to Norway. Coming to iShaka Zulu ke, iShaka Zulu ngijoyine cishe about 2007.
Yeah.
Ngijoyine iShaka Zulu. Ishaka Zulu nakhona futhi siphuma ko France, iphuma ko Hungary, iphuma ko Belgium. Maningi ama countries esohambile nayo iShaka Zulu, yangithola.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely. Through acting, yabo.
Nje ngoba unaluthando le acting, can we await to see you in any future drama series or maybe even in a movie?
That is highly possible.
Yeah, highly possible.
Actually nje just yet umuntu musombona live ngamehlo, I recognize umuntu ungazelaphi yabo. I've been part of I've played some parts, one part on from Ilokhuzana Uzalo, one of the wardens akade khona. I think from last year August up until April. Ngibengu SAPC 1 Uzalo.
Yeah.
Yes, ngisenge ngadlala nakwimbewu. Sengibana kwimbewu. So,
okay.
So mesikhuluma ngokuthi i-movie noma amasophi, yeah, kupossible kusengenzeka because ama auditions ahleze khona avela nawe ndene yabo.
That's great, and we definitely want to see you on our TV screens.
Kuzokwenzeka kanjani?
Hola. So I know ukuthi this question usually comes in the beginning of an interview,
okay.
But intentionally I said to ask you at the end because we started at where you are at right now.
Okay.
So now we're going back in time.
Oh,
so growing up, did you always know Gutsi you'd be in the showbiz, and whom did you grow up listening to? Since you said Uthandi Kwaito and
yes, yeah. No, abanye baye babuza ukuthi waqala nini ukuba ilokhuzana ukuba i-artist mhlawumbe yabo.
Yeah.
Ngake ngilalela enye i-artist yelaliphuma esikhwameni ngaleza ikhathi. Bebe libuza lithi, hey, mina ngaqala ngisesesiswini sikama ngishaya isipansula. Kuthi mina azoqinisile lo mfisi yangithola. So mina As early as ngoba ngithama 90s yabo ngiqala kwami music, but ikwaito ngiqale nje ngabo 2004 kwenze ikwaito yabo. Sivalele ekhishini noma mhlawumbe edayining sicule sabantu abadala sebelele sicule sishaya isipansula khona la siculela nje ngomlomo ibeat ngekho sizakhele thina, ngiqale lapho. And then ke mina ngakubhala umusic before ngiye studio.
Wow.
Ngabhala umusic for a longest time yabo.
Yeah.
Ngoba ngingena studio ngabo 2008, kwaye mangingena studio ngiqale ngo 2005 ukubhala. Ngingena sengine show ukuthi into engiyoyenza ngiyazi, and ungena kwame studio lokhu ngaqala ukurecorda nje ingoma nengoma engiyenza abantu bahlale bekhala ngabe bencoma in from i group engizwe ngifice studio.
Wow.
Akujwayelekile ngoba e studio masi recorda kukaningi sithi mesilalele umuntu ezo recorda kuthiwa awuyabhejola kambo olala uyadlala ikuzelisa yabo. But ke mina kaze ngibe nalelo budget ever since ngaqala ukurecorda abantu bahlale bephuma beshaya izandla bekhala.
Ngoba wazale wembethe.
Ah, akujabona ke. Akayithanda ke le yabo.
Phela. Baze ufana ilabantu abazalwe bembethe.
Bembethe, ngazalwa ngembethe futhi ngangibethe ona no music yabona le. No gazi lwabantu yabona.
So that's amazing, Zamburiko. Any upcoming events that we can look out for? You did say good festive season is in now.
Sifikile already.
Sifikile, and when but ama festivals.
Salela, lengoma le ngihlangana nabantu every day. Nanamuhla khona ngihlangane naye namhlanje. Ithi browse yazi mo ingoma yakho. Excuse me, ngangisemthwalume ngayizwa kwenye lifestyle indlela eyidlala ngakhona. Ngithi mina awu lifestyle semthwalume angikhumbuli nginikeza anyone from that side umculo wami. Shothi bawuthola through ilokhuzana mhlawumbe maybe through ama radio ngoba refia wami through ilokhuzana ama online stores ngithola. Kwangijabulisa lokho. Banike ngihlangana nabo basebuzwile ama radio ngithola. So okusho ukuthi nama bookings aqhamuka njengamanje ngithola.
Yeah.
Aseqhamukile.
Eh
ngosathathe nje selokhuzana enye Newcastle scrapyard. yabo ngine event engibizwe kuyona lapha nafana ngabe ngiwabona khona ngobajabulisa abantu ngomusic wami.
Yeah,
we looking forward to ukuthi siphinde sithole futhi amanye ama bookings since kuze festive yabona abantu umsebenzi.
Absolutely. And have you ever thought about doing DJing?
Yeah.
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 I feel like ngingakufanele. You just your vibe. Your vibe.
Yazi kanjani?
Yeah.
Mina kakhulukazi ngithanda ukucula yabo nokubhala umusic. That is me.
Yeah.
Ngoba sengwahambile ama interviews kakhulu.
Yeah.
Khona kwangibuza ukuthi what do you choose from what would you choose from between music and the acting? Ngamtshela ukuthi no music. You know why? Music it's me.
It's your love language.
Music is my own content. Yangithola akubhaliwe iscripts ekuthiwa sidlale la kanje uzodirect omunye umuntu yabo.
Yeah.
It's my own yenziwa yimi umusic yangithola.
Yeah.
Ifeeling yami engilethayo, so umusic yona.
Yeah.
So ke kukaningi ngicabanga ukuthi ngibe uDJ for one reason, ukuthi ngifuna ukupromote umusic kwami.
Wow.
Yabo.
Yes.
Ukuthi I can be a DJ for
that's ukuthi smart.
Ngikwazi ukuthi ngirecord ngihambe ngoyidlalela mina umusic kwami yabo.
Yeah, because Belemoy DJ, you play music. So,
play music.
Yeah, so you can play your music. Yeah, but we mix.
For that reason, ngangafisa ukuthi ngiyafisa ukuba DJ. But ke kwasho ukuthi eish, ipassion ayikho kangako lapho, because ngangangifuna ukuba DJ just ukuthi ngikwazi ukuthi kusabalele umculo wami.
Oh yeah, and when you're a man of passion, everything there must have a passion.
Yabo.
So we're going to take you back down a trip on memory lane, and we're going to play a very old song of yours.
Okay.
5 years ago.
Have you found one?
Yeah, I found one. Unomvula.
How am I?
Unomvula. So here it goes. Hopefully you'll be able to sing along.
I was on TV.
So it's Mzaborico with Unomvula. And that's how we close off the interview.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.